all of us are at peace in our constitutional position, in our natural position. We are all at peace. All of us are souls in our natural position. Give you an example, an ocean is calm and suddenly the waves start appearing on it. The waves are compared to with material desires in the ocean of our peaceful state of being. How many waves of ocean are there? Infinite, countless. And what do people think? This material desire which is here now, if I fulfill, I will be happy. And the moment this thing comes in our mind, we start trying to fulfill this, fulfill the desire. And then we get agitated by the desire. We were peaceful, calmly situated. One desire to do certain thing makes us agitated. By looking at some person, we get agitated. We get actually agitated by the thoughts which are promising to give us happiness after their fulfillment. Actually, we don't feel happiness by fulfilling our material desires. Why? Because all our desires are anti-material. Our desires, like we want love, is an anti-material desire. We want perfect relationship, is an anti-material desire. It is not a worldly desire. Love, perfect relationship, they belong to the spiritual realm, of the spiritual world. So all our desires are actually anti-materials. So what happens here in this material world is, we come into bhakti and we don't do it properly, so we don't get happiness. And because we are not getting happiness in bhakti, then we again try to squeeze happiness from the dead material world by food, sex, emotions, etc. It becomes an endless vicious circle. We get agitated by looking at something, at a piece of cloth. Jeans, boy gets agitated by looking at a girl. You become agitated by looking at a plate of eatables. There's such a fallen state. One becomes agitated by merely looking at a piece of curtain. Oh, if I put this piece of curtain in my house, I will be happy. Such a weird desire. Where is this dead curtain, and where am I, a spiritual being, totally spiritual being? A material desire comes in the mind, and the person who tries to fulfill that material desires for getting happiness is making a common sense into ashes. If you try to fulfill material desires, you actually don't even have common sense. What to talk of achieving happiness after fulfilling the desire? Even the common sense evaporates if we try to fulfill our desires in our quest for happiness. If one is not even left with common sense, then how can one get happiness when one is not even having common sense? This is a common sense that I am anti-material, I am spiritual, I am transcendental. So all my desires are spiritual, transcendental and anti-material. What are our desires? Happiness, that is Krishna, perfect relationship, that is relationship with Krishna. Other than that, everything else is just a mere hallucination of the mind. Which makes us just run without achieving anything. Material desires are just like waves in an ocean. A wave comes, you try to fulfill it. Then where are you now? Again back at the same point from where you started at the start of fulfilling that material desire. You are right there again after fulfilling the desire. Actually nothing happened. Only the wave subsided and you just went inside the wave. That's all. You are where you were before the material desire came. And then you fruitlessly tried to fulfill that desire. The material desires, instead of making us happy, instead of giving us peace, they just make us restless for the time being. That's all. Desire to have sex, desire to eat food, particular food. They just make us restless for the time being, and after that we are back to square one. where we were earlier, before those desires arose, peacefully situated anyway in our natural position. As a soul, like desire to earn $10 million came in your mind and you waste your 10 years of life for achieving that. Then even after you achieve that, after 10 years, you are going to remain a spirit soul. After 10 years, even after achieving 10 million, zillion billion dollars. And this, in this affair, you wasted so much of your time. And after that, again more frustration. Actually, we get endlessly frustrated. Though we want infinite happiness by fulfilling desires, we become endlessly frustrated because even after spending so much time, in let's say 10 years for pursuing $10 million or having a happy married life or children or whatever, we are actually back to square. We are spirit soul. We want Krishna happiness. We want relationship with Krishna, perfect relation. That's all we want. That's all we wanted. That's all we can ever want. Initially we were thinking that we can get happiness out of this. Now we have undergone all this family, getting money, but still we are where we started. That is why we become more frustrated than ever before. So this is a vicious cycle. You try to fulfill, you don't get happiness, and you don't know how to do bhakti, then you again try to go into the same rotten cycle. See, if we are not practicing bhakti properly, then we are going to be agitated by looking at material things or people. After getting this, after eating food, after having sex, I will be happy. This is called agitation of the otherwise peacefully situated being. We think these material desires give us happiness or peace. Actually, these material desires, all material desires are nothing else other than self-imposed torture. Torture to yourself in reality. And they are imposed by no one else. We impose this torture on ourselves. We are very much at peace, calm, simple. And this material desire comes and unsteadies our life. They never make us reach anywhere, the material desires. They just make us run and run. With material desires, we don't get anything other than restlessness and anxieties. A male is agitated with the desire to get married. Okay, even if one does get, you get Vaikuntha Prem, Golok Prem by that? No. Then after that, then there is more agitation. I should have nice home. This is another agitation. Then you try to fulfill that agitation. Then there is another agitation. I should have children. Oh, then they should have nice clothes, branded this, that. And I mean, anyone who is having all this, ask them, is everyone happy? Is everyone having all these things or not? So this Maya, how it makes a fool out of us, we can see. We're just peacefully situated, calm. And then a desire just comes and ruins our life, and gallons of blood Guru has spent on us. So what's the solution? Solution is that we should think that by doing anything, I will not be happy. We should know how I can be happy. And whatever I'm doing, is it making me happy, or I'm trying to make my body happy, or I'm trying to make my mind happy? We should take a conscious pause in our life. Before doing anything, we should stop, pause, and think. For example, this Jasmine Mataji thinks that she wants to be happy while being in this Jasmine machine. This body is a machine. The name of this machine is Jasmine. But actually, she, the soul, is sitting inside this machine called Jasmine. I ask you, are you Jasmine? No. This Jasmine is your name. And she is Jasmine's mother, not your mother. Your mother, father is the Supreme Lord Krishna. She is Jasmine's mother. Jasmine is the name of the body. That is not the name of the soul, your name. It cannot be satisfied by any means from Jasmine's mother, because you are not Jasmine. It cannot be satisfied with Jasmine's husband, Jasmine's brother. Someone is the brother of this machine called Jasmine. Krishna says the human body is like a machine. Yantar Rodani Mayaya, 18th chapter. This body is just like a machine in which we are sitting. And just think what all we are desiring. All those things which can give us, give satisfaction to Jasmine, can never give satisfaction to you, the spirit soul, because you are not Jasmine from any angle. Jasmine may get satisfaction from husband or children, but you will not, because you are soul, you are not Jasmine. Jasmine's children may do MBA, may become Prime Minister of US, but it has got nothing to do with you, because they are Jasmine's children, they are not your children, and you are not anyone's mother. You are soul. You will remain a soul. Remain the same. All this is happening in relation to Jasmine. Whereas you are not Jasmine from any angle. Even the name Jasmine was decided much later when you were born. When you were in the womb of your mother, you existed for so many months. But Jasmine was not there. You were there. Even after you were being born, after so many days, the priest came and told, from J your name should start. Then after so many months you became Jasmine. So you actually are not Jasmine. You are what you are, a spirit soul and nothing else. Like there is one car called Mercedes. So there is another car called Corolla. So there is another car called Jasmine. The car is a machine. This body is a machine. Human body is a machine. Krishna is saying Yantra. This machine is called Ravi. This machine is called Jasmine. There is no relationship between my satisfaction and Jasmine's satisfaction. You understand? You must understand. Where is spirit soul you and where is Jasmine? Yes, what are your father's name? Huh? Nishant and Chandra. Chandra Prakash. Okay. They are the parents of Ravi. They are not your parents. They are parents of Ravi. Some concept called Ravi. For example, we'll talk later. Another thing. Our parents, are they serving us? No. The parents are serving their sons, their daughters. They are not serving you. You happen to be their daughter. Actually, they are serving their daughter, whosoever she is. If you were not there, someone else would have been, and they would have served with same intensity that girl as well. They are serving that machine which came out from their machine, from their body, who is known as their daughter. Whosoever came from their body, they are serving that. They are not serving you, the spirit soul. Nothing to do with you. You are inside it somehow. You are also there in the party. Then it's okay. You also be there. You try to understand very clearly that we are all alone in this extremely huge world. There are lots of planets in this world, but we are all alone. We don't have any relationship with any person. You may say, this is very strange. I don't have any relation with my mother. Forget about your mother. You don't have any relation even with your body, which you think is you. Forget body. You don't have any relationship with your mind, with your heart, with your senses too. You may ask, then what am I doing? You are just sitting inside, trapped among these gross, subtle bodies. That's all. We are sitting idle in a machine, trapped. So when we are eating something, what should we think? That Jasmine is eating. I am not eating. I, the spirit soul sitting inside Jasmine, is not eating. When I am walking, I should think that Jasmine's body is walking. I am not walking. These clothes have been worn by Jasmine. The body of Jasmine. They have not been worn by me. I am sitting inside the body. Just sitting, nothing else. You are just a witness, an observer, nothing more. A witness to all the things happening with your body. We are not doing anything. Body alone is doing. We are just observing, doing nothing besides that. In material world, we cannot do anything other than observing. Neither can we eat, nor can we wear clothes, nor can we have sex, nor can we roam in London, nor can we touch anything, nor anyone can touch us, nor we can, there's nothing we can do. Only guna guneshu vartante, Bhagavad Gita says. The senses are acting with their sense objects, the sense organs. And I am not a sense organ, physical sense organ. Who has eaten food? This body. You haven't eaten. You don't know, but reality is you really have not eaten food. And I think I will become happy by putting on air condition. How can you be happy? Tell me. AC was on. Yes. Who felt coolness? The body. So how can you become happy? You are burning inside from the adhyatmik, adhibhautik, adhidevik, tapas. Threefold miseries. How are you happy? Burning even while sitting in the AC. Will always mean burning. Even in heaven. How can we be happy? After indulging in sex. Tell me, how can you be? Just see, these are two mobiles. And you are just like a SIM card inside the mobile. And this one mobile is put over another mobile. And there's just a little bit of rubbing. And there's nothing is happening to the SIM card. You know? So we cannot have sex in past, present or future. In this material world. We are just an observer while having physical indulgence of any sort. Just sitting inside. Just fantasizing that I am doing. You are not doing. You are just watching the movements of your body and someone else's body. That's all. You are just an observer. A machine needs to work. For that, petrol is needed to move. Similarly, food, little food, two roti, little sabji is needed to make the machine run. The machine can run on simple food. It doesn't run on pizza. So when one gets agitated by looking at a girl or a woman or food, there's no common sense. What to talk of getting happiness after that? The food was just to make the machine run. That's all. When something is put inside the car and you are sitting inside the car and you think something has been put inside you, it is going in the car. Are you a car? Krishna is saying this body is like a car, a machine. It is weird thinking. We are sitting in a car and just imagine we have very limited control in the car. And car is moving continuously, non-stop. Then what would happen? Huh? In that condition, dham, accident one. Then one accident after another. Then again, what will happen? Again, accident. Because you don't have control. Limited control. But the car has to move continuously. Till you die, it will move on. So again and again, dham, accident, one accident after another. If we have limited control. What is a accident like? Slaps, miseries, exploitation in the form of husband, children, depression. Huh? You are sitting inside the human body car and tongue is saying you go into that direction, eyes saying you go into that direction, nose is saying you go to that direction, the touch sensation is saying go to that direction, and you are just running, one driver, running in all four directions. What will happen? Accidents, what else? Accident means dukkha. That is why we are constantly in miseries, because we have gone mad. We were a witness and now you are trying to become an enjoyer. Bhakti is nothing else other than solving the complexities of the mind. Nothing else. Uttishta, that is why scripture is saying, get up, wake up, why are you sleeping? You may say, I am awake. But we are sleeping with open eyes. And that too for lifelong. From the first to the last breath, even the demigods are sleeping. We really need to get up. Let's say mother is dead. So this mother kind of machine is finished now. Is dead. Alright. Can hang a garland or flowers on the photo. But don't be sad. One more machine. Another machine. She went to another machine. That's all. And you were a witness. You are just a witness. Only observing. Witnessing things. You are witnessing eating food. You are witnessing people dying. You are witnessing getting disease. You're just watching. You are not getting disease. Your mother is not dying. You are spirit soul. How can you have a mother in this material world? Are you getting my point? when we hear Vishuddha Katha, when you get the darshan of the deities and, you know, we read the scriptures, then we get the real taste. We do darshan, then we go to dham. We get our diet by these things. These are spiritual activities meant for us, me, the soul. Nothing of this material world can satisfy me, can give me happy. Because even if I become president of the country, tell me, can the soul become president? Even if you have more money than Bill Gates or richer than Microsoft, who can have all this? Can a spirit soul has all this? You are wearing Levi's jeans. Acha, unbelievable. So foolish. How can 1/10,000 of a tip of the hair can wear such a huge jeans? The body is wearing, you are just witnessing. Can't you understand the simple truth? This body can be perished at any moment. And the association of saints we are getting right now. Can we ever get such association? If I am not improving in this association, I am 100% sure I just cannot improve. Can never understand things. If we are not accepting things as they truly are, after hearing so much, then there is no scope. No scope for happiness. Lord wants us to understand. That's why He sent spiritual master to make us understand. You, the soul, you don't have a sister. You really truly don't have a mother. Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dhana Pran. He is mother, father, brother, sister, everything. He is our life and soul. We must understand that the material desires, they are just ruining me up, eating me up. Bhakti can only be practiced properly by that person who can differentiate between what is my desire and what are these material desires. One needs to differentiate. These material desires are ruining my life because they are eating me up. Certain thought, certain kind of a wave comes in our mind. This is what material desire actually is. Just a wave, just a thought, nothing more. It comes and goes. We don't have to go inside the thought. What is the meaning of indulging in sex? Huh? It is just a wave of thought. After that, you don't get satisfaction by having sex. It is just that the desire subsided and you are back to the square one where you were earlier. Calm. We think by eating particular food, I will be happy. No, you are observing the activity of the body taking food. You are not eating food. Can't you understand? We fight. See fights amongst husband wives. Did you ask me before cooking this thing? Oh, you are the royal highness? Are the king of some place? Even if you were, then even if you eat chappan bhoga every day of your life, are you going to be happy? You are just observing. You eat one thing or you eat chappan bhoga. You are just the observer. One must understand that the guru is my only savior. Only guru can save me. Rest, everyone and everything is just eating me up. My relatives are eating me up. My father is eating me up. My mother is eating me up. My friends are eating me up. My body is eating me up. My material desires are eating me up. Etc. etc. Everything is just ruined. Everyone and everything is just ruining my life. They have just one goal, to ruin my life. And my only savior is Guru. He gives the right knowledge as it is, by which ignorance goes away. We should always become a witness, remain a witness. We don't even have to become a witness. We are a witness. Witness means, a drishta means a person who just observes, just watches. An observer means, witness means, a scene comes in front of you in the form of a mother, in the form of a son, wife. You are not a scene. You are the witness of the scene. You are not a scene. Like in the movie hall, you see, you are the witness of the movie happening. Similarly, you are the witness of this movie called Jasmine. What is this material world? Huh? Changeover of the scenes. And what are we doing? We are not changing. We are the same. Rest, everything is just changing. We are just sitting, and until we see this, from the point of view I'm telling you, we will get affected from the things and from the people around us. He didn't talk nicely with me. So what? Did you become a small soul after that? Oh, I was glorified a lot. Acha? Then did you become a very fat soul, very healthy soul, muscular soul after that, after your glorification? This never happens. Did you become an A-grade soul by you being glorified? Huh? And you become an E-grade soul when you were being chastised? It is not like that. You were a soul, just 1/10,000 of the tip of the ear. Just a pure witness to the activities of this material world. All of us want to look beautiful, become beautiful, huh? Go to beauty parlor. Are we going to the beauty parlor? No, we are taking this machine to the beauty parlor to become beautiful. What are the activities we are doing? We don't know. Acha, okay, who wants to look beautiful? Me? You, the soul? Isn't it? But if you think you are body, then you will try to make the body look beautiful and think that you are looking beautiful. If soul wants to become beautiful, he has to remove the coverings of lust, anger, jealousy. Then you become beautiful. Not with this garbage on yourself. This is worse than stool. So how can I become beautiful when all things will be removed from me? What is happening now? What drama I am doing to look beautiful? Put clothes, go to beauty parlor, whatever. Even people chanting Hari, they also want to look beautiful. They want to make their body beautiful. Why? Devotees want to look beautiful for Krishna. That is selflessness. And the people of this material world want to look beautiful for their own material enjoyment. Understand this. The role of ours has become life of ours. But we are not aware of the life itself. This dramatization that I am someone's mother, sister, these are just roles, daughter-in-law, daughter. And what all has this become? Our life. Acting has become our life. And we are not even aware about what is real life. Example, when a traffic policeman works from morning to evening, he gives directions, and suppose when he comes home, he does the same stuff. What would you say? Are you crazy? And just imagine he becomes just a traffic policeman, non-stop, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Then what will you say? He is fully crazy. And what if his entire life he spends like this? He is super duper crazy. So what are we doing? Just playing the role of Mr. Jasmine or Ravi or whatever. And spending not even our full 24 hours, not even 365 days, our entire life. This acting on this role has become our entire life. And we don't even aware of what life is. Life is so small and we are not stopping to enact some particular role. We should have at least this much intelligence. We should at least write our name properly when you give me realizations. Your name is Jenny Hawkins. Okay, at least stop writing, at least get rid of your surname, this Anartha. And gradually the name will also be removed. You are not Hawkins, and then you are certain, when you are not Jenny, how can you be Jenny Hawkins? Remove the surname, at least start believing yourself a spirit soul. And you, Ravi Ahuja, stop thinking yourself as a Punjabi or a Christian on a Muslim. You are not a Christian soul or a Punjabi soul or South Indian soul. This is really crazy. Get rid of all these identifications. Really need a lot of endeavor to get rid of the misconceptions we have put ourselves in. That too always. I see relatives talking even amongst devotees. You listen to me. Are you not my niece? Listen to me, niece. You don't listen to Krishna and I listen to you. You are ruining my life, Mr. Uncle. You listen to me. Are you not my daughter? Oh, I am not your daughter. I am God's daughter. We must all understand this. We are chanting Hare Krishna. Listen, the meeting and separation, Sanyog and Viyog, will always happen in this material world. We'll meet people, we'll get things, and we'll be separated from people, and we'll be separated from things by our karmas. And actually what we are, when we are meeting people or things, we are just a witness. With meeting, I think I am getting happiness. And with separation, I think I am getting sadness. Oh, if you think this way, then you are endlessly going to be distressful. Because there will always be meeting and separation of different things and people. So will endless be so-called happy and so-called sad. The soul is not getting anything. We are just a witness to all the things happening of the meeting and separation of people and things around you. There is absolutely no need to feel happy on meeting someone and feel sorrow on separating from someone, because it has got nothing to do with you, the spirit soul. To feel happiness or sadness is a symptom of ignorance. In a way, tamoguna, lamentation, and the so-called happiness, they are symptoms of tamoguna, mode of ignorance. So we always identify ourselves with the bodies. So Martin, male body, what desire? Female body. Okay. Now before, some time back, when this Martin was in a frock, maybe in the previous birth, but he doesn't know this. Last birth, wherever you were, maybe you were a girl. Then you desired someone, a male. And now you are so-called male in the body of a male, then desiring some girl. So, earlier we were desiring someone wearing pant, now we are desiring someone wearing skirt. So, the gist of our life is that we are just desiring as per the dress. You are desiring some dress, that's all. Earlier I had dress of 4 legs, sometime I had dress of 8 legs, you know, different species bodies we had. Now, dress of a girl, dress of a boy, and then we are running after this opposite genders as per the dress we are accumulating. Why are you making life so complex for getting happy? Life is so simple. Krishna is happiness, go get him. Yes, you Mother Jasmine, huh? Maybe you had very big, you are very tiny now. Maybe you had very big muscles earlier in the previous body. Maybe you were a cow in some body. Huh? So we have changed so many bodies. When you were a donkey, then you desired a she donkey. And then when you were a male donkey, you desired a female donkey. Then female as a male donkey. You had desires to have monkeys also when you were a she monkey. What all we are doing? The same things we are doing which we did in the activities of animals. If you can get opportunity to rewind, to go back in your lives, then you will see how crazy I was. Achha, I used to think that by eating pizza, I will become really happy. Either soul will become happy. I used to think like this in that life. And achha, in the third life back, I used to think that if my daughter talks nicely with me, the soul will feel happy. Achha, this way I ruined my life. Oh, I became jealous of that person because he didn't offer me garland properly. I ruined my life like this way. Achha, 10 year life back, how did I ruin my life? Oh, I was busy doing muscle building, picking iron. Achha, I thought that this muscle building, I will become happy. By pumping iron, I will become happy. I was so crazy, isn't it? All of us, if given a chance, we rewind and see, will be think that we are so stupid and crazy. At least we should not do this in this lifetime. Go get Krishna, simple. Keep it simple, dear saint. K-I-S-S. Keep it simple, saint. Go get Krishna. Go get happiness. How did I ruin my life 20 years back? Oh, I thought if I had this much amount of money, I will be happy. Achha, I thought I will have 3 houses. I will be happy. I didn't do bhakti. I knew, but I did not. And how did you ruin your life, Mr. X? Oh, actually, few life back, my father told me to stop doing bhakti. For this reason, I stopped, because for pleasure of my father. Achha, so you ruined your life for this reason. Can you believe how stupid we were? we will meet people and things, we should not be in get jailed. We are nirlipta. We are not really involved. We are just a witness. We don't have to become a witness. We are a witness. We should become sad only for one reason. Ramanand Rai says, if we don't get association of the real genuine devotees of the Lord. Other than that, there is no reason to be unhappy in this material world. We are so attached with our body, this machine, and from this machine, if some other machine is born, we assume and it is mine, my son, my daughter. The machine produces a machine, and we think it is mine. Don't take it for yourself. You say, no, she is my daughter. No, you prove me how she is your daughter. If he is your daughter, then all the scripture, all the shastras have to be proved wrong by you. Then only someone will become your son or a daughter or a wife or a husband. Otherwise, impossible. We are just a witness. It is not that we have to become one. We have to think that I am a witness. We have to assume. No. We are witness. We have just forgotten this thing. We are just sitting and watching things. Some food being put in the body. Some water being put. People coming. People dying. That's all. I give you an example. We are sleeping. And whatever dream we see during sleeps, let's say you dreamt and you have a very big Mercedes car and a bungalow and a very beautiful wife and obedient children, huh? And everyone following you and you're giving beautiful lecture and won't you will feel that I'm so happy. Well, what is the reality? There is no reality in this, because whatever you are in all those dreams, you are actually a witness. You're just seeing the dream. You are a witness that you are this, that. All this is not actually happening with you in dream, but you feel it is happening. So merely by appearing, things don't truly happen. In the same way, this life, we are thinking ourselves as this body. This one dream is going on. You dream that I'm a male, and you earlier thought you to be a female. Before that, you thought that you are a she monkey. Before that, you thought you are a tree. So in dreams, same thing comes, something comes for a while, and we enter into it and we think that I am so happy. Actually, we are not. In dreams also, we cry and we laugh. Are we happy or are we truly distressed? Similarly, this material world is just like a very big prolonged dream. A poor person may dream that he has become the Prime Minister of India for a short period of time. After that, he wakes up in his one room set and gets back to reality. I am just a witness of that dream, of that scene that just came and went by. That's all. Similarly, this thing, whatever picture we are seeing of the family, etc., this will just come and we'll just, after dying, this will just go away. We'll go away. Some crazy people think that I can do suicide. No, it is just not possible. You are just a witness to the activity of suicide happening with your body. If you have assumed yourself as a male, you have just killed yourself. If you have assumed yourself as a female, you have killed yourself. This is called Atmaha in Bhagavatam. A person who kills himself. In spite of getting spiritual master, the pravachan, the holy name, the mantras, the diksha, if you are trying to have happiness in family, sex, food, we are killing ourselves. Actually, what is happening? Guna guneshu vartante, Bhagavad Gita says. The senses, sense organs are dealing with sense objects. That's all. We are spirit souls. Asangoyam purusha. It never associates with anyone. Even with the body, it doesn't associate. How can it associate with other people? I truly am not an active doer. The body is doing all these things. And ahankar vimudatma karta aham iti manyate. The foolish, egoistic person thinks that he is doing. Actually, he is not. Actually, the soul is sitting inside the body. And nothing else is happening to him. Everything is happening to the body. Whatever he thinks is just his mental concoction. I am happy, I am sad. This is all mental concoction. We need to always think that I am just a witness. We desperately need to get training to be a witness. When we'll get training to be a witness, then we will understand that I am a spirit soul. When any agitation comes in the mind, that you're getting attracted to a male, the female gets attracted and the males get attracted to female, what should you think? You should think that, what should you think? Very simple solution. You should think that you are a Gaudiya Vaishnav. You have got two swarupas, two forms. One as a female in Braj and another as a male in Mayapur, in Lord Gauranga's dham. When we get agitated to females, we should think, I am also a female. I belong to IGF, this girls forum. I belong to that place. If you think yourself as a girl, you will not get agitated to a girl. Think yourself as a manchari. If you are trying to get agitated to a boy, you think yourself, you are also a young Brahman boy in Navdvip. So we are both a male and a female. There is no point getting agitated by any of the genders. By this, we can solve so much of our confusion. Just remain witness to all the things you are doing and be eternally happy. Hare Krishna.